Hello, everybody. Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com here. This is going to be the first in a short series of podcasts we do about the 2019 XRCO Awards. Usually I just do one or two, like a reaction to the nominees and then a post, but there's a couple of things I really wanted to go over. So this is actually going to be the start of a little, at least three podcast series. So thanks for tuning in. As always, I love feedback. If you want to shoot me an email, Roger at RogReviews.com. There's a feedback button at the bottom of whatever page you're reading this on. You can also reach me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, over on Twitter. Drop me a Facebook direct message, whatever you got. I'd love to hear your feedback, see what you think about any of these podcasts. This first one is primarily going to be sort of an announcement of the nominees, and then going over the changes this year, because there's a lot of changes in the categories. One of the things that a lot of people have been working really hard with the XRCO on is updating categories. It is the X-Rated Critics Organization. It's a little different than either AVN or XBiz. It's a group of critics from lots of different, it used to be magazines, now it's websites, independents. We come together and we're supposed to be nominating and awarding the best in the industry. So from time to time, the categories need to change. This year we had some change names, some sort of morph. We brought back a couple of categories from the past, and we eliminated quite a few to try and streamline. It's time for some new categories. One of the things we've run up against over the past few years is adding them creates a problem because it creates a longer show, more awards, and what we found is we really wanted to streamline. So there's a number of new categories I'll go over. I think what I'll do is I'll go down the list of nominees and then highlight the ones that have changed as we go. As always, when we talk about a list, if you do give feedback, we congratulate those who made it. We will talk about some we may feel have been overlooked, but we're not going to sort of crap on anybody who got nominated because it's, you know, just bad form. You know, these people are proud to be nominated, and yeah, so we're just going to keep it nice, okay? The press release for the list of nominees is currently up on RogReviews.com. It's not up on the XRCO list yet, but you can check it out there or any of the major news outlets. Just a reminder, of course, obviously, podcast sponsorships are available. You know, at this point, if you want to sponsor every podcast for the rest of the year, send me a message. You know, we'll do a good deal for you, and I'll mention your website, mention your business, your production company. Whatever you got, hey, I'll even just shout out your favorite porn star if you want. Okay, so Best Release is the first one on the list. It's described as shot on film, digital, or video, and not a parody. Last year's winner was the submission of Emma Marx, Evolved from New Sensations. This year, Abigail from Tushy, Angela by Darko, After Dark Vixen, Fallen 2, Angels and Demons, Wicked Pictures, Naked Adam and Eve, The Cursed Adam and Eve, and The Possession of Mrs. Hyde, Wicked Pictures. One of the changes that didn't, I'll mention that next, actually. Hold on. So, a good list. We'll go over these. My nominations, I'm going to reveal all of my nominations in the next podcast when we sort of break down the nominees. So, that's the list there. Next one is Best Parody. Last year, winner was Justice League XXX from Axel Braun. Great movie. This year, Anne, a Taboo parody. Deadpool XXX from Axel Braun. Hamiltoe, musical porn parody from Wood Rocket. Han Solo, DP parody, I Know Who You Fucked Last Halloween, Burning Angel, Meet the Fuckers, Digital Playground, Star Wars Last Temptation, Digital Playground, and Whorecraft 3, Lethal Hardcore. I did fight very hard to get rid of Best Parody. I believe that the high point of parodies is over. We had some great years where, honestly, those six or seven movies stacked up fantastically against Best Feature, and it needed to be its own. At one point, we even had three Best Parody categories at XRCO. We've pared it down to one. I was really hoping to get rid of this one. And again, we'll go over my thoughts on each list. But honestly, on this list, there's one movie that should be in Best Feature, or, well, Best Comedy in this case. One. And that's it. The rest of them, honestly, do not hold up against the other lists. And I think it's just time. The genre has faded. The really good ones are excellent, and the mediocre ones fill up nomination lists. Best Comedy. I do like Best Comedy staying the way it is to separate it from Best Feature, but I feel like it is time for full movies to be cut down to two. Best feature, best comedy. Best parodies can fit into those two. In fact, my other favorite parody of the year didn't make this one. It was a Clueless parody. I think it was called Cumless. That should have been in best comedy, I think. So last year's best comedy winner was Bad Babes Incorporated from Adam and Eve. Really, really good movie. This year, Carjackers from Desire, Dirty Grandpa from Burning Angel, Lady Boss from Girl's Way, Losers Never Get Laid from Adam and Eve, Love in the Digital Age, New Sensation, Making Ends Meet, Wicked Pictures, Metal Massage, Burning Angel, and Xander's World Tour, Brazzers. I really like Lady Boss, but honestly, it's a vignette movie. It's not even a full feature. So I think the best comedy list is a little weak. But I'm glad to keep the category. We're talking categories. I'm happy to keep this category because it's nice to see a separation and some lighter movies that still have good scripts. Best Gonzo Movie has been changed to Best Gonzo Release. Just a small change. But I think it's time that we do start evolving here a little bit. Last year, Angela 3 won. Angela 3 is one of the best Gonzo movies in years. This year, All Access POV 2, Burning Angel. Angela Loves Anal 2 from Angela White. Triple X Documentary, Kelly Madison, Dirty Talk 6, Manuel Ferrara, Gang Bang Me 4 from Hard X, Icons from Vixen, Jesse's Girl, Evil Angels, and Snatch Chat from Wicked. I love this this award. Because XRCO has fewer categories, I think we end up getting a lot of different things. We've got a POV movie in here. We've got a Gang Bang movie in here. We've got sort of a pseudo-documentary in here. I think it's really interesting. Again, because we're keeping it limited, it's hard to pin down Best Gonzo. When I go over this, there's a lot of stuff I think we missed in this category. Best Gonzo series, that stays the same. Last year, the Angela Loves series won. This year, it didn't show up, which I think is ridiculous. Bang Bus from Bang Bros, Beautiful Tits from Archangel, Come On My Tattoo from Burning Angel, Dread from Jules Jordan, DP Me from Hard X, Raw, Manuel Ferrara, Real Life, Kelly Madison, and Swallowed.com. Now, Best Girl-Girl Series. Last year, Women Seeking Women from Girlfriends was the winner. That's on the list again, obviously. Angela Loves Women from Angela White, Girls Gone Pink from Mofos, Lesbian Adventures from Sweetheart, Lesbian Anal Gapes from Lesbian X, Lesbian Performers of the Year from Elegant Angel, Lesbian Experience, Digital Sin, Pussy Lust, Reality Kings, and Women Seeking Women, Girlfriends. Good stuff there. Now, one of the categories that we got rid of was Best POV Series. Now, for years, this was one of my favorite categories. It really was. I loved POV. I loved the energy that it brought. Mike John, Rodney Moore, Tim Von Swine, Seymour Butts, guys like that, Stagliano, really shooting fantastic POV. I loved it. But in recent years, it's just faded away as a genre. Now it's just sort of a camera angle and easy content for a lot of websites. Not that it's bad. It's still really good. I really like POV porn. I just don't know that we have to award it. I don't think there's enough quality stuff here. Now, Raw got nominated in the Best Gonzo series, and that's largely POV. But I think it was time for it to go. Quite frankly, I think we should find a way for this category to evolve into something in the VR category, because I think that the interesting parts of POV are being done in VR. I understand the problems that critics have. We don't always have the equipment to watch VR. Not everybody's comfortable watching it. I find it really weird to, you know, if I can't hear or see anything except what's on the screen. It's a very immersive experience, but it's also very odd for me. I don't know that we have the ability yet to do VR, but that's one of the things that I've been working really hard to change, to update the categories. The XRCO is a very old organization, and movies aren't made the same. Content's not made the same. It's really changed since I started 25 years ago, and the organization's even beyond that. So I would like to see a change. Now, in its place, we have Best Anal Series, which is new. Couldn't find out. I'm not sure if this is one we brought back or if it's new. Anal Angels from Darko, Anal Beauty from Tushy, Anal Newbies from Leywood, Angela Loves Anal from Angela White, Big Wet Asses from Elegant Angel, DP Masters, Jules Jordan, DP Me, Hard X, and The Art of Anal Sex from Tushy. Now, I will, again, we'll break this down, but how in the world does Angela Loves Girls or Angela Loves Women? Oh, hold on, excuse me. Angela Loves Women and Angela Loves Anal show up in two different categories, yet the series does not show up. I think that's a problem. We will be discussing that next time. But so, Best Anal Series is a new award taking the place of Best POV Award. All right, I apologize. I'm back. I had to stop and have a little drink. I've actually had this scratchy throat, cough, hoarse voice thing for like 3 weeks. I've been trying to get this series off the ground. Really had a lot to say. Feeling worse today than I have in a week, sounding horrible, but I really wanted to get this out. So forgive me for the voice. If you're tuning in for the first time, I don't usually sound this way. Probably talking too fast too, because I'm trying to keep the cough suppressed. So I will try and break more if I need to. I usually don't like to break on these. I like to do these live for you guys, just to kind of give my thoughts. They're long enough as it is without breaks. Best Ethnic Series has been replaced by Best Interracial Series. Now, last year, Best Ethnic Series included Interracial. Black and White from Blacked, Brown Bunnies from Bang Bros, Crazy Asian Girlfriends, Interracial Icon from Blacked 1. Now, porn's traditional definition of interracial is black male talent and non-black female talent. Usually white, but certainly Asian, Latina as well. People generally don't talk about white male talent with women of color as being interracial. Ethnic, on the other hand, generally means women of color. And that can be with black male talent, white male talent, Asian male talent, Latin male talent. It doesn't matter. It's the women in the movie being black, Asian, Latina that seems to drive that. And I think what we were told was that everybody nominating for Best Ethnic was actually nominating for Best Interracial. Now, I always try really hard to make it even. And again, we'll go over what I nominated for Best Ethnic. Without a Best Interracial, yes, you're going to get some interracial stuff in there. But I think one thing that the XRCO may want to do is really define what it is we're talking about. For interracial, are we just going to go black male talent on white? And by the way, the Best Interracial Series nominees, Black Raw from Blacked Raw, her first interracial from Dark X, Interracial Icon from Blacked, Monsters of Cock, Bang Bros, My First Interracial from Blacked, Nerdy Girls Love Black Cock, Zero Tolerance. Is that a series? Teeny Black Chicks Trying White Dicks from Team Skeet and Whiteout Devil's Films. Now, the last two are white male talent, black female talent. So clearly the definition for XRCO is sex between people of different races, which I know is the definition of interracial sex, but that's not how porn defines it. Now, moving forward, does it matter to me? Not really. I like white women, Asian women, Latin women, black women. It doesn't matter to me. So I like the Whiteout series, honestly, is one of my favorite. That's the White on Black mini gangbang series. Just like Devil's Films Blackout series is also really good. But I also like Ethnic, and here's why. In Best Interracial, generally speaking, and we see it here, the black male talent on usually white female talent dominates that. Blacked is going to draw a lot of that. Blacked and Blacked Raw, and then the Dark X stuff. That's always going to be popular, and it's always going to dominate the category. What we're missing then is women of color. And I think having both, ultimately, would be a good idea. Now, again, if we're adding anything to XRCO, we almost have to take away something because we're kind of at capacity. Something like Brown Bunnies, last year Crazy Asian Girlfriends, Darko's got Asian Fucking Nation. That's a great series. There was an installment. We missed it. So, I don't know. I like adding Best Interracial, but I think losing Best Ethnic Series was a bad idea. I think maybe just educating the voters a little bit and deciding what it is. Is interracial for the XRCO black on white, or is it sex between different races? Because then, technically, something could be in both categories, right? I mean, you could have a black on Asian movie where the women are women of color, therefore it's ethnic. The male talent is black, and the female talent is different race, therefore it's interracial. I think somebody has to define that. I'd like to see both, because I don't think women of color get enough attention. And I think right now we're not quite at the peak. I think about 2 or 3 years ago, we were kind of at the peak of just so many absolutely dynamic and beautiful, especially black women in the industry, that I really want to see them get their due. Now, we're a little lax right now in really good all-black porn. Archangel does some good stuff. But since Lexington Steele's Mercenary Pictures went away, we're missing a lot of that. There are some good stuff by Evil Angel and Jules Jordan, but not enough. I don't think there's enough to get enough attention. I'm talking fast. I really apologize. I'll try and slow down, but then my throat gets bad. So I think it's an interesting change. It's a minor change, and yet it's not. Next one, we change best high-end website to best adult website. Best adult website, Bang Bros, Black.com, Brazzers, Burning Angel, Evil Angel, Kelly Madison, Jules Jordan Video, and Vixen. I think the problem with best high-end website, and I was fairly vocal in wanting to get rid of that award or change it, because what's high-end? You know, certainly something like Michael Ninn or Andrew Blake would do would be considered that. X-Art last year, Trench Kodak, things like that. But isn't Evil Angel high-end? It's about as high-quality porn as you get. What about Wicked? Beautiful features put on their website. Jules Jordan, Vixen, Tushy, Blacked, all of those. So best adult website, an interesting list. The problem when we get into this is it fair to compare Evil Angel and Jules Jordan to a single performer's website? And really, Kelly Madison is as close as we get, and that website really sort of encompasses the others. And I would be interested to find out why KellyMadison.com instead of PornFidelity.com, which kind of houses a lot of their stuff. So good choices all, but I do think I wonder if we're going to have to branch out a little bit there. Best Director Features, I like this award. Lots of the same names. Last year, Bree Mills was the winner. This year, it's Axel Braun, Brad Armstrong, Bree Mills, Ricky Greenwood, Jackie St. James, Caden Cross, Mike Quasar, and Will Ryder. Let's see. Last year, Brad, Bree, Mike, Will, Jackie. Stills by Allen was on last year, not on this year. So it's mostly the same group. We do Best Director Non-Features. Again, I like that. Mike Adriano, Joanna Angel, Maestro Claudio, Johnny Darko, Jules Jordan, Caden Cross, Miles Long, and Mason. Greg Lansky was the winner last year. Lansky sort of removed himself from ballots. Caden Cross directed a lot of the Lansky-branded stuff this year, and she did a really fantastic job. So that's nice to see. Jules Jordan, again, we're not going over the list. That didn't change. Best Director Parody. This is something that I really fought to get rid of. And the nominees, Joanna Angel, Axel Braun, Dick Bush, Vic Legina, Bree Mills with Craven Moorhead, Leroy Myers, and Stills by Allen. Again, I think the genre has shrunk to the point where we don't need this. We just don't need another Best Director for parodies, because most of the people on this list didn't do more than one or two all year. Axel's probably going to win again for one parody for Deadpool. And it was fantastic. Far and away the best parody of the year. Far and away the best comedy of the year. I have no problem if he wins. But I think, in general, the category seems like we could find something else. Maybe that's where you bring back the best ethnic movie. We get rid of Best Director Parody. I fought really, really hard. And I lost this one. There's a couple coming up where I won. Not just me, but the sort of side we're on. This one was one I really fought hard for, because as much as I appreciate the work of all these people, I just don't think there's enough there. I really don't think there's enough parodies to warrant the award. We do Best Director Web to recognize those people who are doing web content and they don't get their name on it as often. Dreadneck, Julia Grande, Ivan, Miles Long, Leroy Myers, Billy Watson, and Jay Zito. You probably love their work even if you don't know their names. And maybe we could find some way to better appreciate them. But I think three director categories instead of four, I think we can lose the best parody director. Best Actress, Avi Love, Possession of Mrs. Hyde, Abigail Mack and Abigail, Jessica Drake, Fallen 2, Eliza Jane, Anne, Gia Page, Love in the Digital Age, Kristen Scott, Cam Girl, Angela White, who's Becky, and actually that's from a movie called Games We Play, Whitney Wright, Seduction of Heidi. What I find interesting here is it's Best Actress in a Feature. The XRCO is not big enough to necessarily add Best Actor and Actress in a clip or a featurette. Who's Becky is one scene in a movie. It's really good. I don't know if it's fair. I mean, I have no problem with it. I wonder if we should split this off into a featurette. I think it's a little difficult to compare the two. But as somebody pointed out, because I would like to see supporting actor and actress, but we get so few nominations in the acting categories anyway that I think it's kind of sad. Best Actor, Brad Armstrong, The Cursed, Ryan Driller, Seduction of Heidi, Seth Gamble, Deadpool, Small Hands, Trailer Park Taboo, Ryan McClane, Cursed, Logan Pierce, Love in the Digital Age, Tommy Pistol, and Xander Corvus in Xander's World Tour. Again, some really good names there. Nothing in terms of clips. But I noticed when I voted for AVN this year that a lot of the clips performances were really good. They were shorter performances, really sort of a tightly packed in, some really good work done by some serious, by some really good actors. Okay, sorry, the voice is going. This is getting long, but we're going to keep going. Best Lesbian Performer was changed to Best Girl-Girl Performer of the Year. I like that change. I think that it brings things a little more up to date. The confusion with this and every award is always when you say Best Girl-Girl Performer or Girl-Girl Performer of the Year, are you talking about someone who only performs in girl-girl scenes, or are you talking about the performer who does the best girl-girl scenes? Because they might be two different people. In the case of the XRCO, it is performers who only perform in girl-girl movies and scenes. Changing it from Best Lesbian, I think, is smart. First of all, it matches the other category, Best Girl-Girl Series. But also, lesbian has meaning. If you said Best Lesbian Sex Performer, I suppose it might be closer, but I like Girl-Girl Performer of the Year. And I know some people said it shouldn't be girl, it should be woman. We call it boy-girl. I think we can just sort of, you know, skip the social justice warrior nonsense and just girl-girl performer of the year. It's more accurate than lesbian performer. And look, the women on this list are not necessarily lesbians. So it shouldn't be best lesbian performer. It should be girl-girl performer of the year. That's what I think. The nominees, Jaden Cole, Darcy Dolce, Charlotte Jennings, Mindy Mink, Scarlet Sage, Jenna Sativa, Serene Siren, and Charlotte Stokely. And again, everybody on this list can thank Janine for this award, when she was the only one who got away with girl-girl only performing. So, nice to see that. The next category, all in the family theme, Devious Stepsisters 2 from Bang Bros, Dysfunctional 2 from Kelly Madison, Forbidden Family Affairs Team Skeet, Fuck Me First Daddy from Pure Taboo, My Sexy Little Sister 5, Digital Sin, Sibling Seductions 3, Seduced by My Sibling 2, and Trailer Park Taboo. This one, folks, is one I fought really hard to get rid of. And I don't know, I'm going to sort of go top of my head thoughts here, maybe expose some personal hypocrisy. About a year and a half ago, I did a podcast with Kelly Shibari on kink shaming. You know, some of the clip stores were selectively deciding what words are okay to say, what type of content is okay. And frankly, I have a problem with kink shaming. Porn is an escape, and we shouldn't judge what people like. So long as we're talking about consenting adult human beings, quite frankly, I don't care what you like. Like what you like. You want to dress people up, you want to whatever. But I think this is a bad look for us, for a couple reasons. Number one, what do we need it for? It's a genre. Why not just have best cheerleader movie? Why not have best nurse movie? Best babysitter movie? The incest and the faux-cest is just cheap and easy. It catches headlines. These aren't movies, most of them. Most of them are at best vignette scenes. The Pure Taboo one, there's two scenes on that disc. A couple of them are sort of movies. And these aren't bad movies. And again, if you like them, cool. Fantastic. But I think we have seen enough faux-cest and incest movies. We don't need this anymore. Again, we got rid of best ethnic movie. And we kept this. As a critics organization, and again, I'm not going to kink shame you. Look, you like this, fine. And a lot of people do. You look on the clip store's sales charts, this stuff goes crazy. Okay? Absolutely goes crazy. And fine. Good for you. But we dropped Best Ethnic. We have a chance to award women of color, and instead we're awarding Best Faux-cest Movie. Now, I know. Now, I sound like social justice warrior guy. Okay, whatever. I think the women of the beautiful Asian women and the beautiful black women of the industry deserve an award category over, for example, this one. And it's time to retire this. This is not the best look. It's just not. So that's my thought. I lost in getting rid of that fairly big time. Best Female Performer of the Year. I wish this list were in a different order, but this is fine. We'll do this one. Adriana Chechik, Abigail Mack, Lana Paul, Riley Reid, Kristen Scott, Gina Valentina, Angela White, and Whitney Wright. Angela White won last year. I believe she's won 2 years in a row. Adriana was on the list last year. Looks like just those two as repeats. Nice. Again, we'll go over my nominees and how they compare to the list in the next podcast. This is already plenty long. Male Performer of the Year, Mick Blue, Marcus Dupree, Manuel Ferrara, Small Hands, Ricky Johnson, Jason Love, Tommy Pistol, and Johnny Sins. No complaints there. Now, the biggest addition, as far as I'm concerned, is Trans Performer of the Year. This is something that's been years in the making. It really sort of came to a head about 3 years ago when a trans performer called out the XRCO for not having this award. At the time, we all read about it. No one contacted us about wanting the award. It came out after the nominees were announced. It felt at the time like an ambush. I remember talking to a friend of mine who's also a publicist saying, this feels like a PR stunt. And that's exactly what it was. The performer in question got two or three decent mainstream radio interviews out of it to call us out for not being inclusive. We reached out to that performer and never heard from anyone on the matter. At that time, though, I started talking to the powers that be and other critics, trying to figure out how we can incorporate this, because we want to be a relevant organization of critics, and in an industry that is shrinking, severely shrinking, trans is one area that has been growing rapidly and dramatically. When I started reviewing movies, AVN had two magazines. They had AVN and GayVN, and trans was strictly in the GayVN category. So in 25 years, it's gone from absolutely walled off to now, you know, there are trans scenes in I Am Angela, last year with Jessica Drake. They're being incorporated in lots of different ways. So I felt it was important at the time. My problem then is my problem now. In the XRCO and the voting members, there's only about two, maybe two and a half critics who review a significant amount of trans titles. And you have to review quite a few trans titles to come up with a list of trans performers. Although if you only watch two or three movies, you really don't have an idea of who's out there performing. So that's a problem. At AVN time, I get crates and crates of movies, and I watch as much as I can. I set up four computer monitors and two TVs, and I've got stuff going on all over the place to try and catch as much as I can. I don't review a lot of it, because during that month, I don't have time to review everything. I've got to watch scenes and acting performances and series and all kinds of things and take massive notes. So I do watch a fair amount at award time. I don't usually review it. So I would not consider myself an expert. I do a couple titles a year. I really don't think we have the critics to do justice to this. And that was my concern 3 years ago. And my suggestion at the time, and it was my suggestion again this year, is that we find seven reviewers who have reviewed at least 15 trans titles, more than one a month, and make them a small nominating committee. They bring to the rest of the voters a slate of performers who they believe should be honored, and then those critics who want to vote in the category can go out, find the material, and make an educated vote. And the reason I think this is important is because, and I've talked about this in my AVN podcast, when you've got a category that people don't watch and a lot of people don't really care for, you're going to end up as a popularity contest, right? We're going to pick the performer that was in the Angela White scene because we all saw that. We all reviewed I Am Angela, so we all saw that. So that's going to be the name we recognize. It ends up becoming a PR competition, not a performer competition. And to me, that makes the organization look bad. And I think it's unfair to the performers who are nominated. If we're not educated, then why are we voting? And if we don't have enough educated voters, why do we have a category at all? Now, keep in mind, this is my argument against. I've been in favor of this for 3 years, at least. But I do have a concern. This year, the way we did not go with a committee. It was open for the entire membership to nominate a slate. At least half of us had to nominate to get it on the ballot, and obviously it happened. So we do have it. Cora Del Rio, Aubrey Kate, Chloe Kay, Lena Kelly, Casey Kisses, Natalie Mars, Domino Presley, and Chanel Santini, who I believe had a star showcase. So there's another popular name. I'm really worried that we are going to have this be a popularity contest. It worries me greatly that that's what's going to happen. I don't know how we get around that because, honestly, very few people in the XRCO review this kind of stuff. I think we need to open our membership up to people who review trans porn. And I think they need to help people who aren't going to go out and watch it. It's just not going to happen. The people who are reviewing don't want to review it. For whatever reason, it doesn't matter. They shouldn't have to. And honestly, you shouldn't have people who don't like a genre reviewing and voting in it. It doesn't work as well. So I think this is, we run the risk of it being a bad look, but it's a worse look not to include performers who are in one of the biggest growth genres in our industry. I just want to make sure we do it right, and I want to make sure that it means something. So that the performers who walk away don't feel like it was because their publicist got their name out there better. So we'll do more on this next time. This is way too long. Best New Starlet, Gia Durza, Eliza Ibarra, Carmen RX, Alina Lopez, Sophia Lux, Marilyn Manson, Jaime Marie, Emily Willis, Ivy Wolf, who I believe has left the industry already. Last year's winner was Whitney Wright, tied with Lana Paul. So that's always a fun one. New Stud, this is one that I champion every year to get rid of, because honestly, nobody cares. But congratulations, Dustin Daring, Johnny Goodluck, Quentin James, Jason Love, Brad Newman, Louis Smalls, Brad Sterling, and Zach Wild. Congratulations. We brought back the Teen Dream. My feeling on this, I was glad to see it come back, was because we have the MILF Performer of the Year, so why not the Teen? The question I have is, they're obviously not all real teenagers. Gianna Dior, Autumn Falls, Elsa Jean, Jade Kush, Nia Nakai, Kenzie Reeves, and Carolina Sweets. I'm curious to find out how many of them are actually 18 or 19. If any of you listening want to do some quick research and tell me, Elsa Jean's been in the industry too long to still be a teenager. So I think maybe this one is not well enough defined. But I'm glad to see it back. I just think maybe we need to do a little bit of adjusting. The other one that we've added that I really think is fantastic, this is important, is Star Showcase. And for a while now, the Star Showcase has been one of the biggest things in the industry for a performer. If you've got a company willing to put your name on their movie and put you in every scene, that's a huge honor. And very few performers get it. And some of these are really great, some of them not so great. But I think the important thing here is to recognize this. This is important. I think this is more important than Best Parody. I think this is more important than a lot of the categories we have. It's one of the ones that I think is most important at AVN, and I think it's most important now. Technically, most of these are gonzo, but I do think it's special enough to get its own, and it should matter. I Am Angela from Angela White, Katrina Jade, Addicted to Black, Abigail Mack, Tushy, which is also done as a feature. Ariana Marie, A Little Bit Harder, Kiss of Sins, Corruption of Kiss of Sins, Kiana Dior, Darko, Princess Felicity Jane, and A Decade of Desire, Cleo Valentine, Wasteland. I wonder, we'll talk about these later, but I'm really, really super psyched that we were able to get Star Showcase into the voting, because I think it's really important, and it's one that I think we need to keep, and should keep an eye on. Unsung Siren, which is always a fun XRCO-only category. Brittany Amber, Candice Dare, Nikki Delano, Lily Lane, Valentina Nappi, Kira Noir, Nora Nova, and Cindy Starfall. Some really good performers there. We'll discuss them later. Unsung Swordsman, J. Crew, Charles Dara, Tyler Nixon, J-Mac, Chad White, Prince Joshua, and Christian Triple X. Super Slut, Casey Calvert, Adriana Chechik, Bella Danger, Katrina Jade, Lana Paul, Riley Reed, Charlotte Sarti, and Angela White. This is one, when we were having discussions on categories to lose or keep, I floated the idea that maybe it's time to retire this. Not because I don't think that performers who do it all shouldn't be awarded, but I think this is a leftover award from a time when there were feature girls and there were slut girls. And I think that Avian has changed drastically, XRCO has changed drastically, XBiz, so that Angela White is on this list and Best Female Performer. I would argue part of the reason she's on Best Female Performer list, and so is Adriana Chechik, by the way, so is Lena Paul, Riley Reed should probably be there, is because they do it all. So I think, and again, I don't necessarily want to get rid of this or know what to replace it with, but that's an idea that I floated out there that I would like to see changed maybe. Orgasmic Oralist, Vicky Chase, who I think has won this every year since 1990, Alina Lopez, Tiana Trump, Adria Ray, Riley Reed, Kendra Sunderland, Sarah Vandala, and Angela White. By the way, Vicky deserves every single award she's won. She's fantastic, particularly at The Art of the Blowjob. Orgasmic Analyst has been changed to Awesome Analyst, which just, you know, nice alliteration. Tori Black, Vicky Chase, Adriana Chechik, Abella Danger, Katrina Jade, Ariana Marie, Kira Noir, and Angela White. MILF of the Year 30 and Older, Ava Adams, Bridget B., Cherie DeVille, Alexis Fox, Reagan Fox, Brandy Love, and Mona Wales. And then that leaves us with just two more categories. By the way, just something we want to talk about in the next category. Why is Jessica Drake not on this list? She is over 30, and she is fantastic. So question to you guys out there, and give me some feedback before we do the next one. Do you think it would be an insult to put Jessica Drake on this list? Just a thought. Throw it out there. Okay, so the two more that we got rid of that I really, really fought to end, and I'm really happy that they're gone. Best Comeback. And we defined it as out of the biz for at least a year. Last year there were three nominated: Tori Black, Tegan Presley, and Liv Revamped. Very good performers. Tori Black is one of the very best in the last 15 years, and so is Tegan. And Liv really has come back even hotter. Three great names, but it was three, and it was hard to find three. And this year, since Tori was on last year, what do we got? Lisa Ann? And who? By the way, for people who like comebacks, Kelly Richards, super slutty star of the 80s, back this year as a gilf, I guess. And Andy Anderson, by the way, back after me talking about it for 5 years, is back. So you've got that. But we got rid of that. I don't think it's as big a deal. Again, because the industry's changed, and a lot of performers are so engaged in social media and their clip stores and their phone sex and their OnlyFans that you don't even know if they're retired or not. So comebacks are not quite the same thing as they used to be. And then mainstream media favorite. And again, last year we had Asa Akira, Joanna Angel, Jessica Drake, and Caden Cross. Four fantastic women, great representation of the industry. But I just don't think we need any longer to recognize these mainstream contributions because they're so common. We've come so far that it almost seems silly to add them to the award categories. So it was nice to see it cut down a little bit with those two. Part of the reason I'm not too upset over the ones that I didn't get changed is because these are two that we were able to cut down. And again, no offense to the people who won those awards. You deserve them, and that's fantastic. But I think as we try and tighten the show a little bit and try and find new ways to award the industry, adding trans performer, adding interracial and anal, I'd still like to see us bring back best ethnic. But I think we've done a nice job. I think this is a better list this year than it was last year, at least of categories. We'll go over the nominees next time. I almost never do 40-minute podcasts, but that's where we are. I just didn't have the desire to stop, so my throat's killing me. I will wrap it up here. If you have any feedback, again, roger@rudgereviews.com. Hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, anywhere you want. Let me know what you think of this podcast before I get into my nominees. I will be making all of my nominations public. We will discuss them. I'll discuss my strategy, who I think should win, some colossal oversight, all that good stuff. But we will keep it positive for the people who got nominated. Congratulations to all of you. I already did the feedback thing. Again, if you want to sponsor this, I'll we'll do beginning and end breaks for you, give you some banner space. Just hit me up and we'll make a good deal for you. I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate the XRCO. I want you all to know, as I do these podcasts, this organization means a lot to me. Membership in it means a ton to me. And I take this really seriously. So if I sometimes get a little heated over this, it's because I take it seriously and because I want this to mean something. And I think it does, and I think it should. I think critics from XBiz, from AVN, from Adult DVD Talk, from XCritic, Independence, we all get together, and it's our chance to award the best of the industry. And I take it fucking seriously. So if I get a little riled up, you'll excuse me. That's about it. I'm going to take some medicine and go to bed. I hope to hear from you guys soon. Thanks very much. Be good to each other.